connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Public schools have discovered a new source of revenue in the sale of naming rights to corporate sponsors. The trend began 3 years ago when the Alice Costello Elementary School in Brooklawn, New Jersey, named its gymnasium after ShopRite after payments totaling $100,000. Similar deals have sprouted across the country. Three Texas high schools sold naming rights to their football stadiums for more than $1 million to a bank, a health care provider, and a communications company. A $500,000 donation will give a credit union a big stadium sign at a Florida high school. A Chicago suburban high school has agreed to name its athletic field after Rust-Oleum. Schools are imitating policies used in professional sports, so advertising now appears on tickets to school sports events, scoreboards, billboards in end zones, gym walls, locker rooms, and buses carrying teams. Companies are allowed to sponsor specific home games. To the surprise of some people, names that sounded respectable at the time of payment can bite the educational institution later, as the University of Missouri discovered. The flagship state university still has a vacant economics chair, which was financed by and named for former Enron chief Kenneth Lay long before he was indicted in the collapse of his energy company. Even more embarrassing, the same University of Missouri named its basketball arena the Page Sports Arena after the daughter of a Walmart heiress who donated $25 million toward the $75 million construction cost. The daughter never attended the university, but it got worse when allegations surfaced that she had cheated her way through the University of Southern California by paying a roommate $20,000 to do some of her academic work. Her parents quickly gave up the naming rights, and the university renamed the stadium Mizzou Arena.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
Cardivite.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says if you can't be a good example, then you'll just have to serve as a horrible warning, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Let me give you a little bit of background here for whatever it is worth. It's kind of an interesting story, but a jury found the Center for Biological Diversity guilty of defaming Jim Chilton's good name. And Jim Chilton, I just visited with him a few moments ago. He's a fifth-generation rancher, and the Center for Biological Diversity owes him now $600,000. Here's what the situation was. The Center for Biological Diversity, wanted the Forest Service to do an environmental impact statement. Now, he runs cows in Arizona. He has a couple of permits. And he runs, one permits 500 head, the other permits 250 head, or 270 head. So he got a few of these old critters out there, and the Forest Service, they were going to give him his permit like he was supposed to get. But here comes the Center for Biodiversity, and it says, no, you can't just renew that permit. They say you have to do an environmental impact study. So the thing goes to court, and what happened was the Biological Diversity Center used 21 photos showing how the cattle were really destroying the range. They had denuded barren patches. Well, Clinton hired a couple of scientists, and they found out that those barren patches that the diversity group was showing was where some buildings had been and had been a mining town at that time. And anyway, he wins, and he proves that the jury was trying to not necessarily do anything that was going to make the ecology any better, but was trying to get him off the land. Now, we've discussed in detail over the last few years the Wayne Hage case, the Kit Laney case. This is just another case. This time it went to a jury, and as we said, the jury has awarded Jim Chilton some $600,000. Now, let's talk to Jim Chilton. Hi, Jim. It's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Thank you, Derry. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Tell me a little bit about your operation and what happened, because, you see, you're one of the few people that won. First of all, how did you ever get a jury trial? Dealing with the Forest Service and these people, they always go to a judge somehow.
Well, just a little bit of background. I'm a fifth-generation Arizona rancher. My ancestors drove cattle to Arizona in 1888, and we've been in Arizona ever since. And we were in Arizona when the Forest Service was created, and we've had a reasonably amicable success in working with the Forest Service over the last 100 years. Bottom line, the Center for Biological Diversity wants to eliminate grazing in the West. they believe, and it's totally untrue, that grazing is bad for the land.
Yeah, because the buffalo didn't graze. They tiptoed around out there, and they just, you know, just survived.
That's correct. And Dr. Holacek and Dr. Galt, you know, Dr. Holacek is a leading range scientist. In fact, he wrote the book for the text. He's in the fifth edition of Rangeland Grazing, that all the universities use across the world for their classes in range grazing. And he concludes that controlled livestock grazing enhances vegetation by altering succession, and it increases plant diversity and productivity, and it reduces mortality during droughts, and it's better for wildlife. And so the science is that grazing is good, not bad. And these Center for Biological Diversity people are trying to eliminate grazing in the western United States.
They're trying to eliminate people. That's what they're trying to do. If they can't get you off the land with your permit, they'll burn your house down. I mean, the Forest Service, how many cabins did they burn up last summer?
Our wildfires were tremendous because of the lack of forest management.
Right. Well, let's not...
three threats to have my house burned down.
Really?
Yes.
I was going to say, let's not get involved in that, but they actually threatened to burn you out.
I can't say it's the Center for Biological Diversity, but we've had three threats.
Yeah, but they're greeny weenies. They're all in cahoots.
That's right.
Let's also now go to the telephones to Doc Lane. Now, Doc Lane is executive director, I guess. I failed to ask you that, of the Arizona Cattle Growers Association. Is that right, Doc?
Actually, I'm the executive vice president, but titles don't mean a whole lot. But that's what I...
Well,
I
it depends. It depends on how you cash your checks, whether that title
that's
means anything.
That's what really counts.
Let me interrupt by saying that Doc Lane is one of the finest gentlemen I have ever met. He is so knowledgeable. It's unbelievable. And if it weren't for Doc Lane and his associates, the Arizona Cattle Growers, we would be dead.
Thanks, Jim. That's very nice, but I'm not sure that we deserve all that credit. It's the people that work for it, that we work for.
Now, let's go back to your case there, and we only have about a minute before the first commercial break. But Center for Biological Diversity did not want the Forest Service to issue your permit. It was just on one of your permits, right?
No, they filed suits against both.
Okay, they filed suits on both of your permits.
Correct. They basically want to implement a wildlands project, which would cover 50% of the United States for wildlands only. And I happen to be in the strategic middle of a spot that they would like to be part of a wildlands and a wilderness area.
Hey, you're not in the middle of it, because we're sitting out here in Missouri and we're in the middle of it. It's in all 48 continental states. But let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration, because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
And we have returned. Visiting today with Jim Chilton. He is a rancher in Arizona. We're visiting also with Doc Lane, who is an executive vice president for the Arizona Cattle Growers Association. Doc, going into the commercial break, Jim was bragging on how great you were. And I'm going to take his word for it because I have a picture of Jim, and he looks like the most honest man I ever saw.
Well, he is honest. I will give you that.
Now, how did you fit into this lawsuit?
I really didn't, in the sense that Jim instituted the suit himself, because he's one of those kind of people that just absolutely will not take whip it and whine and go away. He just keeps battling. But to back up just a little bit, the one thing you have to understand is in the western United States, in Arizona and New Mexico, there's been, oh, I have no idea how many, but well over 150 lawsuits against the Forest Service by the radical environmental people. And what they do is, the simple way to do it, they say, okay, the Forest Service didn't cross this T or dot this I, so we're going to go to court and get them to stop doing whatever they're doing until we get everything done. That's why we have such a fire danger in the West. It's like you were mentioning, you're in Missouri. How would you like it if the no tree could be cut in Missouri for 6 years? That's what happened to the timber industry in Arizona just because of the kind of lawsuits that are occurring.
You have a lot of what the government claims as their land. We have a lot of private. I think Missouri is like 97% privately owned, but they're coming at you guys through the land that they claim is theirs. They're trying to take our property away from us.
That's correct. See, it's the first they do the simple ones until they get the method perfected. And then they go after the more complex ones, which would be the private land. The simple ones, if you sue the government as a radical environmental group, if you sue the government, they'll most likely roll over and say, okay, because it's easier for them.
Well, they don't have anything to lose anyway.
That's correct.
You know they're not going to lose their jobs. Did you ever hear one losing his job?
No. No, they don't. That's correct. They don't. But the problem is when they roll over and give away on a suit, people like Jim are the ones that are affected, because they say, okay, fine, we got sued over your grazing permit, so we're going to make you quit grazing until we fix it. Now, they didn't sue Jim directly, although they defamed him. They didn't sue him directly. They sued the Forest Service, and the Forest Service in turn said, Jim, you can't turn your cattle out. That's the kind of thing they do.
So then Jim sued the environmentalist.
That's correct, because they went over the line.
I still don't see how you got a jury trial. These things just don't ever get to a jury trial. But let's take a break.
Let me explain.
Yeah, let's take a break, and then we'll explain that. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere, so make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
As we were going into the commercial break, I asked Jim Chilton how he got this jury trial, because, you know, the Kit Laneys, the Wayne Hages, to the best of my knowledge, all of these Western cases have come up and you don't get a jury. What happened, Jim? How'd you luck out?
Well, bottom line, as we went through the process the Forest Service requires, there were scoping documents to renew my grazing permit. There was an environmental assessment. And then after the environmental assessment, which is kind of like a mini environmental impact statement, there was a record of decision. And the decision by the Forest Service that my grazing had no significant impact and that they would renew my grazing permit. The Center for Biological Diversity appealed that decision. And when they lost the appeal, the Forest Service stood tall and strong. When they lost the appeal, they put out a press release. The press release contained the 21 photographs you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
The press release contained libelous, slanderous information, misinformation about the grazing permit. And they put it on their internet, and then other papers picked it up, and other people spread it around.
So that was really the best thing that they could have done, was it not?
Exactly. And so I went to state court, to the county superior court, and we filed a lawsuit there under Arizona law, where the Constitution and the state laws protect people against slander, libel, defamation of character. And so by filing the act in Pima County, Arizona, we had a right to have a jury. Where if you're in federal court, you just keep going through the administrative process and you never get to a jury.
Right. So you got a jury. Did you get a jury of peers? This is another thing that always bugs me. If you actually have your peers there, they disqualify them as jurists. Did you get ranchers on that jury?
No.
Never happens. It never happens.
The jury process was really interesting. There were about 150 potential jurors, and they went through the process of asking us. They sat 10, and they started asking them questions. Our lawyers would ask questions, their lawyers would. And one of the questions my lawyer asked, have you heard of the Cactus Viruginous Pygmy Owl issue in Tucson? That's it's not really an endangered species. They say it is, and it's caused all kinds of problems in Tucson. And everybody raised their hand, practically. And the jurors realized, since the Center for Biological Diversity was in the middle of the Cactus Viruginous Pygmy Owl fight, that they could get off the jury by simply saying, oh, I think the center was wrong on the Cactus Viruginous Pygmy Owl. Boom, off the jury. We had a number of people who said, I have an uncle who's a rancher, and I'm biased for ranchers. Off the jury. We had I'd say 10 or so people say, they were four ranchers and they didn't like the Center for Biological Diversity. They were off the jury. What we ended up with were people that are nice, common, ordinary people. One was a clerk at a Walmart. Another worked for the Justice Department, U.S. Justice Department. Another one was a real estate person. Or in other words, they were people who could sit there and listen to the data, the evidence, and come to a conclusion without having brought in their own biases. And they absolutely determined that the Center for Biological Diversity, after we presented the evidence, had lied, that they had misrepresented, that this press release was as repugnant as anything you can imagine. And the jury came back, Derry, and said, we're going to award Mr. Chilton $100,000 damages for damages that he had suffered, and $500,000 punitive damages for punishing the Center for Biological Diversity. That's what punitive damages mean.
Right.
They wanted to tell the Center for Biological Diversity, don't you ever do that again, and they wanted to warn other groups, other green groups, that they better not lie like the center did. Now, I had a high standard of proof. One of the motions that they won before the court was that I was a limited public figure. Why? I'd spoken before groups and been quoted in the newspaper, and so the judge concluded I was a limited public figure. Therefore, I had to prove intentional lying, purposeful misrepresentation. I had to prove malice with evil intent. So we had a very high standard, and we still came out victorious because we told the truth.
And we're going to take a break. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aeronizer.us. The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com. Friends, this is the final week to get a 50 by 50 foot steel span building for just $7,800. Why get a Quonset style metal building? Listen.
I'm just really familiar with this whole Quonset steel design from the Great White North. It's extremely popular up there because of the snow strength of these buildings. There's no wood to worry about. That steel just lives forever.
On our farm, a tornado hit. Every building on that farm was damaged but that Quonset hut. And so I say this in life, man, let's invest our money. Let's not spend it.
Hurry. This is the last call for a 50 by 50 steel span building for just $7,800. On the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. Amsteelspan.com. Or call for details at 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408. Time is running out. Call now. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, now the man who says always drink upstream from the herd, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Jim Chilton. He is a rancher from Arizona. We're visiting also with Doc Lane, who is executive VP with the Arizona Cattle Growers Association. Jim, you just won this 600 thou from the Center for Biological Diversity. Do you have your cash in hand?
Absolutely no. They're doing everything possible to avoid pain. I predict they're going to appeal the case to the state appeals court, and in that means that I won't see anything for 18 months to 2 years. Bottom line, if they win at the appeals court level, which is doubtful according to my lawyers, all they get is a new trial. And as I've told Doc Lane, the last one was so much fun. I look forward to the next one if they win, but I don't think they will.
You know, I kind of have a motto. People say, "Well, you always act no matter what the program's about. You always act like you're laughing and having." You know, I've had all kinds of different opportunities in my life. I've been a school teacher. I've been with the Missouri Department of Agriculture. I worked at the Kansas City Stockyards. I've never had a job that I didn't enjoy. And my motto is, if you can't have fun, don't do it.
And what saved us is not only did we have fun, by going out over the years and collecting scientific information using peer-reviewed science. I actually enjoy going out and monitoring our ranch. I actually enjoy studying our riparian areas, and I enjoy studying our soil conditions. And we've done grazing studies, soil studies, and riparian studies, so it's fun. And but what came out of it is we had facts, we had data, we had peer-reviewed science, and the Center for Biological Diversity had nothing. They had no expert witnesses. We had almost a dozen. The Center for Biological Diversity was just words. They have a belief system that grazing's bad, and scientifically and factually, and all the evidence shows that grazing is in fact good.
You know, your permits, are they for yearlings or for cow-calf?
Cow-calf permits. They're 10-year renewable permits. I have the...
So actually, when you actually have about twice as many head cattle out there as what your permit calls for.
Yes, we get about 80% calf crops. So, yes, you're right.
Okay, so I was just curious about that. In other words, you run enough cattle that you know what you're talking about. See, here's another thing, and I get this all of the time. These people will call and say, well, now, I've got cattle, and I know better. Well, I don't usually argue with them, but if you know the situation, you'll find out, yeah, you know, they're a one bull herd or something. You know, they got 20 cows, and it's a hobby. And it's a totally different deal than what you and I are doing.
That's correct, and we're in it for the long term. We've been in Arizona 120 years, and we're staying. And when you're in it for the long term, you take care of the land. You try to figure out how you can improve the land and how do you can create waters that create better distribution for your cattle, and how to encourage the ice cream plants to grow and kind of get rid of the plants that aren't very useful.
Okay, let me ask you gentlemen, either of you, Jim or Doc, do you know who Verl Jones is? Boise, Idaho.
No, I don't. I've heard of him, but I don't.
Okay. The United States Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled for the Pacific Legal Foundation, and Idaho rancher Verl Jones, he spells it V-E-R-L Jones, and the family, that dresses a standard by which injunctions can be issued under the Endangered Species Act. Now, see, as you mentioned, this Wildlands Project, they're coming at us from every direction. Out here in the Midwest, and not only in the Midwest, but all over the United States. Now they're trying to monitor our wells, the use of our private wells. They're wanting us to put meters on our wells and wanting us to sign documents saying that these people, meaning these water districts, have the right to come on your property without a warrant and all sorts of things. They're trying to get us off the land. It doesn't make any difference where you live. I mentioned the lower 48 a while ago. I should not have said that. That's not right. They're trying to take over Alaska the same way. But anyway, let's go back to Verl Jones here for just a minute. It's a very similar case to yours. His family operates a small ranch near Challis, Idaho, and since 1961, he's diverted water from Otter Creek in the summer months to irrigate alfalfa. The Idaho Watershed Project, now get this, ladies and gentlemen, listeners out there, another one of those watershed projects. How many times have we discussed this? It's all over the United States. This is the Idaho Watersheds Project, sued Verl Jones and his family in the year 2001, claiming the family was violating the Endangered Species Act by diverting water from the creek and killing bull trout protected under the act. The group presented no evidence that bull trout were ever being harmed to support their claim. Now, this goes right back to what you're talking about, Jim. Anyway, the environmental group's real aim was to shut off the Joneses' water use to force the family into bankruptcy and off their land. They presented evidence to the court, including testimony by the family and longtime ranch hands, that no one has ever seen a bull trout injured in Otter Creek, let alone killed, in the 40 years the family has operated the irrigation diversion. Nevertheless, the federal district court granted the environmentalist request for summary judgment and issued the injunction ordering Jones to stop diverting the water to his ranch. As a result, he had to buy about 100,000 tons of hay every year to make up for the loss of irrigation water. Well, if he's buying 100,000 tons of hay every year, he's running a few head of stock. Anyway, the Ninth Circuit Court overturned a district court's decision and ruled that courts cannot bend to environmentalists. Mere assertion of harm to a species. The court reversed and remanded the case to the lower court for trial to consider the evidence and lack of evidence presented. The decision is significant because it is the first time the Ninth Circuit has clarified the type of evidence that must be demonstrated in order for an environmental plaintiff to obtain an injunction under the Act.
Derry, let me, on your radio program, congratulate both Mr. Jones and Doc Lane, who's on this conversation. In my situation, the environmentalist said that grazing would cause harm and injury to a Sonora chub. That's a little minnow that swims up from Mexico from time to time. The real truth is the wash they swim up dries up, and anything that swims north of the international border, any true wetback that swims under the international border onto my ranch, dies. They die. And they also said I would harm the lesser long-nosed bat. Nobody has ever seen a lesser long-nosed bat.
That's because you killed them all.
They just don't exist. And so anyway, the Fish and Wildlife Service gave me a right to kill, through an incidental take statement, lesser long-nosed bats and Sonora chubs. And for that right, they gained regulatory jurisdiction over how I was to graze the land. And I won't go into the details, but it was absolutely onerous. It would have bankrupted me. And thanks to Doc Lane and the Arizona Cattle Growers, they took this issue to federal district court, Judge Broomfield. And Doc, why don't you take over from here and tell them about the Ninth Circuit also?
Okay, well, essentially what we did is we listened to, and you've heard enough of them apparently, Derry, in your country. We listened to all of these suits, and we saw our people getting hurt over and over and over again by these suits. And so we decided that we had to fight back. So we went ahead and sued on our own behalf the Forest Service and the Fish and Wildlife Service and said, wait a minute, you can't make regulations to appease the radical environmental groups just to get them off your back. You have to do it to prove that something's being harmed. And what we did is we had three species in southern Arizona that...
Doc, I hear music, and that means we're taking another break. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite
8100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
And we have returned. Doc, going into the commercial break, you were talking about how these greenies must prove harm now. And I didn't quite finish this entire article I had here about Verrill Jones, but this is one of the things that they said. The Ninth Circuit said that if evidence shows a bull trout has not been harmed in 40 years, it isn't likely to be harmed in the next 40. Certainly not likely enough to support an injunction shutting off the water. The Endangered Species Act has brought nothing but despair, hardship, and lawsuits. Instead of restoring fish, the ESA has been used by environmental groups to hurt people who work the land for a living. And says this decision should give a lot of property owners hope where they have felt powerless before. And I think Jim's decision certainly is giving folks hope as well. But go back and tell us about how they have to prove harm, and that's what they couldn't do in the Verrill Jones either.
What they did is they claim that the federal agencies, bowing to the political pressure, claimed that there was a possibility that the species, that the three species that we were suing about, would be harmed if cattle grazing occurred. And you got to remember, it's maybe harmed and possibly could be harmed and things like that. So what we did is went in and essentially said, if the species is not present, if it's not in that location, it can't be harmed. And to go through it, we went through 2 different lawsuits in...
Now, when you say we, are we talking about the Arizona cattle growers?
That's correct.
Okay.
Including Jim Chilton, which happens to be a supporter and a member.
Right.
But then we went through and federal district court in Arizona twice, once on the Fish and Wildlife Service, or I'm sorry, once on the Bureau of Land Management, once on the Forest Service. And in both cases, they said, well, no, we don't know if the species is there. In fact, we don't have any records that the species is there, but it's a potential habitat for the species. And we went through and said, well, if it's not there, how can you kill it? And unfortunately for the federal government, and fortunately for our members, the court said, you know, that makes an awful lot of sense. You can't kill something that is not there. So this potential habitat and potentially harmed doesn't mean anything. It went to the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit ruled the same way. And I suspect that part of the ruling in the Jones case was based on the fact that we won the case that said, if you can't show harm to the species because it's not present, then there's no way that you can claim that grazing or whatever activity is going to harm it. And that's essentially what happened. It's called ACGA versus the Fish and Wildlife Service. They now call them in the Ninth Circuit ACGA 1 and ACGA 2.
For whatever it's worth, in Nebraska, they have the sandhill cranes. Somebody claims they have seen a whooping crane, and now that's whooping crane, but nobody... I mean, to my knowledge, no one's ever taken a picture of this thing, but they're calling that whooping crane habitat now. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For too many years, we've been in a debt money system, and it's long past time to convert to a wealth money system. In his book, Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture, Byron Dale explains how to actually create wealth by monetizing labor to build roads and highways. Not only will this create wealth, but will also help to get us out of debt. It sounds simple because it is simple. Down on the Farm is so easy to read and understand. It should be in the hands of everyone that ever put their hands on money. To put a copy in your hands, send $10 per copy to Down on the Farm, Post Office Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Down on the Farm, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Gentlemen, we're in the home stretch. Let me read another little bit of information that I have received just in the past 24 to 48 hours. And I've talked about these watershed plans all for the last couple of years now. That's all we've heard about. And this is the way they're going to come at us. If they can control the water, they can control the people. Now, the Western Watershed, this is a district called the Western Watersheds Project. They brought a lawsuit in the federal court in 2003 over the Bureau of Land Management's decision to renew over 140 grazing permits in three Utah counties. I don't know where it is. I don't know where it stands at the present time. But they said, we are trying to get accountability into the process so that wildlife habitat is measured and so that it is restored if degraded. Well, what they're trying to do, of course, is get rid of 140 grazing permits. Would you say that that's not the case, Doc?
In fact, it is the case. But because I get too long-winded sometimes, before we get too far, the one thing I would really encourage your members to do, or your listeners to do, I'm sorry, and everybody that can hear this, The way you stop this kind of stupidity is cut off the money. Right now, the federal government gives those environmental groups a great deal of money every time they roll over on a lawsuit. And if we can get Congress to change the way they pay that money out, where they have to actually use good science to prove something before they ever get a chance to get one dime, you will cut off the primary source of funding for all of those groups, because they have built a cottage industry where the lawyer goes in and says, you didn't dot this I, pay me, and they pay them a great deal of money.
Yes, it has actually been ridiculous, but you have to go back. And I had a caller. We've been talking about these watershed projects here, and I had a caller from a congressman in Washington and said, well, Brownfield keeps talking about this, and we want to know about it. And I asked, and this was not the congressman. It was one of his aides. Seemed like a very intelligent young man. I said, well, what do you know about the Biodiversity Treaty? Well, never heard of it. I said, well, what do you know about Agenda 21? Never heard of it. What do you know about the Wildlands Project? Never heard of it. Yet he wants to understand. He said, well, what can you tell me? What can you send me about these watershed projects? I said, I can send you enough stuff. I could teach 2 5-hour college courses on this. You're not going to learn it overnight. And you know, Jim and Doc, you have to, it takes a long time to realize what's taking place here, does it not?
Yes, it does. And unfortunately, most of us, and I'm as guilty as anybody else, I spent all of my life until the last 15 years on a ranch, and I spent all my time taking care of things on the ranch and didn't worry about what was going on outside. And I guarantee you, there's an awful lot, if you don't participate in a political process, you're going to get killed. And that's what we all do, because we have to take care of a living, and we don't have time for that.
And see, we think we, well, the NCBA is going to take care of us. Now, I know you mentioned that Arizona cattle growers are tied in with the NCBA, but gee whiz, it looks to me like they're one of our worst enemies.
Well, actually, they do an awful lot of good things. The fight over the import cattle from Canada has focused an awful lot of attention on what NCBA does, and nobody's perfect. But the problem that nobody pays attention to is they're the only ones standing around in Washington talking about, wait a minute, you can't take the Clean Water Act and force me to lose my water rights. And that's exactly what this watershed stuff you're talking about, they're using the Clean Water Act.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, and we have used up all of our time. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure, and may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet
connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
at rbnlive.com. You'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.